Today's daf is Erev and Dav Zayin, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Dav Vav Amud Beis Umi of Dinan Kitrei Chumri. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Avram Ben Gittel. So just to recap where we're holding. The halacha is that if someone has a mavoi she'enoi mafulish, a mavoi that is surrounded on 3 sides with mechitzos, midday raisa it has a din of a Rishos Hayach, stating that, being that on the 4th side it opened up into a Rishos HaRabim, the Chachamim said that in order for someone to carry there, he would have to put something at the entranceway of the Mavoi to act as a hacker, so that people will realize it's not part of the Rishos HaRabim. If you don't have a hacker, someone's going to carry there, it looks like he's carrying in the Rishos HaRabim, and it's something that can come to problems. Gzeira Sheva Yavirenu Dal Rames Rishos HaRabim. As the Chachamim so often instituted chumros, here too the Chachamim said that even though this mavoi she'enoi mafulish, that's closed on 3 sides, which has a din of Rishos Hayachim and Deraisa, of course you're allowed to carry there. You cannot carry unless you make a hacker. What's a hacker? A lechi, a kaira, a tzuras ha-pesach. We also saw that there's something called the mavoi mafulish. A mavoi mafulish is a mavoi that doesn't just open on one side to a Rishos HaRabim, but it opens on 2 sides to a Rishos HaRabim. And from a halachic standpoint, it's fundamentally different. It's completely different. A mavoi she'enei mafulish has 3 mechitzos. Being that it has 3 mechitzos, it has the minimum amount of mechitzos that you have to have in order for it to be considered a Rishos HaYachid. A mavoi she'enei mafulish only has 2 mechitzos. It's exposed on 2 sides to Rishos HaRabim. Being that it only has 2 mechitzos, midei raisa, it does not have a din of a Rishos HaYachid. What is it? Now, if it would meet the criteria of a Rishos HaRabim, 16 amas wide, eni makura, 600,000 people, maybe even in a day, then it would be a Rishos HaRabim. If it doesn't meet that criteria, then it midei raisa would be a makim petor. However, we know the Chachamim said that any area that a lot of people walk through, even if it's not a Rishos HaRabim, midei raisa, but at the same time, lechumra, we have to treat it as if it's a Rishos HaRabim. It's what's known as a karmelis. That means a mavui that's mefulash in halacha is more chamor than is a mavui she'enu mefulash, because a mavui she'enu mefulash is a Rishos HaYachid. A mavui mefulash is a karmelis. Being that it's a karmelis, it's not enough for you to put a lechi, a kaira, on one side in order for you now to be able to carry in this mavui. What then do you have to do? So the Gemara brought a braisa, and in the braisa there were 3 shitos. Ketzad ma'arvin derech Rishos HaRabim, which the Gemara clarified means, how are you ma'ariv a mavi mafulish? The Tanakhama said, oisa tzuras ha-pesach mikan, v'lechi v'kari mikan. The first thing you have to do is you have to give it a third mechitza. How do you give it a third mechitza? You make a tzuras ha-pesach, what we know as our eruv, a pole, a thin white string, or something thicker if you prefer. But the point is, you make a Tzuras HaPesach, the Tzuras HaPesach acts as the third mechitza. Now, even after you put up the Tzuras HaPesach, you just converted your Mavi Mefulish into a Mavi She'enu Mefulish, which is a major upgrade, but you still have to do more, because it's not better than a regular Mavi She'enu Mefulish. And just like a Mavi She'enu Mefulish, on the 4th side, you have to put a Lechi or a Kaira. Here too, you would have to put a Lechi the Kaira on the other side. But the point is, what you need to do is, you need to convert your Mavi Mefulish into a Mavi She'enu Mefulish. But the price of 2 other Chananya said that really was a machloikis between Besham and Bishil. Besham I held, oisadelas mikan vedelas mikan. You actually have to put gates and doors on the 2 sides of the mavoi. Bishil compromised. Oisadelas mikan. You have to put a door on one side, velechi bekeri mikan, and you can put a lechi bekeri on the other side. In other words, 3 sheet is what you do with a mavoi mafulish. Either a tzuras ha-pesach on one side, and then obviously a lechi bekeri on the other side, because it's no different than a mavoi she'enu mafulish, or you have to put doors on both sides. That's Beishamai shita. The 3rd sheet is Chananya Aliba de Beisilo, where you put a door on one side and a lechi bekeri on the other side. As it relates to the halacha, what's the bottom line? So the Gemara said it's a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Rav said Hilchasa Ketana Kama. The halacha is like the Tana Kama. You put a tzuras ha-pesach on one side, it converts your mavi mefulish into a mavi she'enu mefulish, and then just put a regular lechi bekeri on the other side. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said halacha kechananya. The halacha is like Chananya, that it's not enough to make a tzuras ha-pesach on one side. You would actually have to put doors on the one side, and then afterwards, now that it's been converted into a mavi she'enu mefulish, you'd put a lechi bekeri on the other side. That's one piece of introduction that we need for the beginning of this staff. The second piece that we need is the Gemara discussed the halacha of a mavi akum. a mavoi which is mefulish, meaning it's opened on two sides, and on both sides it opens up into Rishus HaRabim. However, it's not a straight mavoi. If you're standing on one side of the mavoi, you can't see through to the Rishus HaRabim on the other side. But rather, it's a mavoi that turns. It takes a right turn, it takes a left turn. It's shaped like an L, like a resh. How do you view that mavoi? Do you view it as a mavoi mefulish because it's open on two sides? Or perhaps you view it as a mavoi she'ena mefulish. How so? Isn't it open on two sides? That's if you assume that it's one L-shaped mavoi. But perhaps the way you can look at it is not as one mavoi, but rather as two mavois, each of which is only open on one side. So that it's not one mavoi that's mefulish, but rather it's two mavois, both of which are not mefulish. And there too, the Gemara said, it was a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that a mavoi akum you look at as a mavoi mefulish. Shmuel said a mavoi akum you look at as being a mavoi she'ena mefulish. So we have two machlekes in between Rav and Shmuel. One was how you fix a mavoi mefulish. How do you convert your mavoi mefulish into a mavoi she'ena mefulish? According to Rav, Hilchas HaKetana Kama, you have to put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, that now makes it into a mavish and a mefulish. According to Shmuel, that loch is like Chananya, Libra, the Beisilu, you'd have to put gates. The second machloikis is a mavoyakum. Do you look at it as a mavi mefulish, or do you look at it as two mavoyis, both of which are not mefulish? According to Rab, it's a mavi mefulish. According to Shmuel, he treated it as a mavi she'en a mefulish. The Gemara told a story, an Erevin story. There was a mavoy in a harda, and the Rabbonim got together, the Vad HaErevin, and they decided that what we need to do in this mavoyakum is, we need to put a gate, a door on one side, in the middle of the mavoi akum where it takes the turn, and only then are you going to be able to carry. And the Gemara said that that very simple innocent psak was really based on chumre de Rav and chumre de Shmuel. The fact that you had to fix this mavoi, and it wasn't enough to simply put a lechi v'koyra on the two openings of the Rishus HaRabim, means that they held that halach is like Rav. They held that halach is that we treat it like a mavoi mefulish, because if it's a mavoi she'ena mefulish, just put a lechi v'koyra on the two openings of the Rishus HaRabim. These are two mavois that are ena mefulish, lechi koyra, you're done. From the fact that they felt that you had to convert it from a mavoi mefulish to a mavoi she'ena mefulish, zoysei meres, chumre de Rav, they held that it was a mavoi mefulish. But you also see that they held like Shmua, because according to Rav, how do you fix a mavi mefulish into a mavi she'ena mefulish? You don't have to put a gate. All you need to do is put a tzuras HaPesach. They held like Shmuel as it relates to the other machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, which is that how do you convert a mavi mefulish to a mavi she'ena mefulish? You have to put a gate. So it was chumre de Rav and chumre de Shmuel. It was chumre de Rav that they treated the mavi akum like a mavi mefulish. It was chumre de Shmuel that they held the way you fix a mavi mefulish into a mavi she'ena mefulish, the way you upgrade that is by not simply putting a tzuras HaPesach, but actually having to put a gate. Meaning, if had you asked Rav de Shaiva, had someone came, and this is important, just to walk right into the daf, which is going to go pretty smoothly. If you would have went and asked Rav de Shaiva, and said, Rav, what am I supposed to do with this mavoi akum? He would have said, put a tzuras HaPesach. Because it's a mavoi mefulish, but the way you fix a mavoi mefulish is with a tzuras HaPesach. Had you asked Shmuel the same Shaila, what should you do? Shmuel would have said, just put a lechi v'koyra on the two openings. I'm looking at a mavoi she'ena mefulish. What the Chachamim in Naharda paskin was not what Rav would have told you, not what Shmuel would have told you. They cherry picked. They decided, let's be machmer like Rav and let's be machmer like Shmuel. They said, put gates. Nobody would have said that. Rav would have said, put a tzuras HaPesach. Shmuel would have said, just put a lechi v'koyra. So it was chumre de Rav and it was chumre de Shmuel. Very, very chumr. So the Oilam in the Harda decided to take on this tremendous chumra. Is that the appropriate way to approach this? You take Rav's chumra and you take Shmuel's chumra. And this is a very important braisa, a braisa that we have raid bites on, a braisa that we've spoken about a lot. It's actually something that's going to come up again in the coming dafin. So Beshame Besil comes up twice. Very prominently in the first parak of Masechta Zeirvin, Daf Vav Amud Beis, Daf Zachnik Nam and Aleph, the Gemara that we're about to learn, and then again on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, where the Gemara talks about why we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. But for now, just the Gemara. Lo'oilam. Halacha Beis Hillel, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Then the Braisa says in the same breath, for it's the last of Gedivrei Beis Shammai Yoisa, Gedivrei Beis Hillel Oisa. So this is one of the most Mineu Bei Mufrich Braises of all time. The halacha is like Beis Hillel, but If you want to do like Besham, do like Besham. If you want to do like Besil, do like Besil. The Brisa continues, Mikula Besham, Kula Besil. If someone decides, I always want to take the Kulas, I'm going to take all the Besham's Kulas, I'm going to take all the Besil's Kulas. Rosha. Mechumer Besham, Mechumer Besil. If someone says, I always want to be Macher, I'm going to take all the Besham's Chumras, I'll take all the Besil's Chumras. All of Akasav Omer. So he's not a Rosha, but he's a fool. The Pasuk says, Vahaksil Bachoshech. Either way, so what are you supposed to do? Elo, the Brisa continues. Either you pick Beishamai's kulas and chumras, or you pick Beisilil's kulas and chumras. What's the Gemara's kasha? You see from here that you can't just cherry pick chumras. To take Rav's chumra and Shmuel's chumra is haksil b'choysha choylech. So why did the Bezdin and the Harda take on Rav's chumra, treat the Mavi Yakim like a Mavi Mefulish, and they then take Shmuel's chumra, say that a Mavi Mefulish needs a Delis on one side, Lachura, make up your mind. You want to go like Rav, then it should be enough to put it through a Sapasik. You want to go like Shmuel, then the Mavi Akum is really a Mavi Shaina Mefulish. All you need is a Lachi Vikarim. You see by Beisham and Beisil to Braisa, you can't take Beisham's chumras and Beisil's chumras. But before the Gemara addresses this question, the Gemara says, how do you read the first part of the Braisa? So this is parenthetic, what the Gemara is about to do. Meaning, we brought this Braisa for the last part of the Braisa. That if someone's Machman like Beisham is Machman Beisil, he's just a good old fashioned fool. It's not something that you're supposed to do. But we mentioned the Braisa, we want it for the Sefer, so let's understand the ratio a little bit. The Braisa started and said, Allah is always like Beis Hillel. And then the next breath, the Braisa said, that if you want to go like Beshamai, you can go like Beshamai. How's that possible? If Allah is like Beis Hillel, how do you have the option to go like Beshamai? So the Gemara is going to say three terutzim, each of which is Yusoidei HaYusoidos. In the world of Agadah and history and hashtag rest of the story. Like Kasha. Kan Koidim Baskol, Kan La'achar Baskol. The Gemara is going to say, on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that the reason we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai is because it was a baskel. In fact, the Chachamim had no idea what to do. The Machleis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was so confusing, it was such a big deal, it was so daunting, that the Chachamim really didn't know how to paskin. You know, usually there's Gedarim and Klolim and Psak. But this was above even the Chachamim's pay grade. They didn't know how to resolve this issue. So much so that a baskel literally had to come out and say, the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, which means that before the Baskel said that Allah is like Beis Hillel, really you could have done what you wanted because no one was able to be Machriya. So Zok to Gemara, this Braisa, even though it was recited in one breath, and when we learn the Gemara, Erev and Vavim and Beis and other places where this appears in Shas, Chulim and Gimel. So the way we learn it is, as it sounds like it's just one straightforward halacha, really the first line of the Braisa and the second line of the Braisa historically happened and were true in two completely different times. That was after the Baskel. That was before the Baskel. It could be they're both going like a Baskel. The part of the Braisa that says if somebody wants to go like Beishama, you can go like Beishama. He's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the Shita in Shas who holds in Mashkich in the Baskel. This Rabbi Yeshua is of Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes fame. The Gemara that talks about the Taner Achnoi, where Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was put into Cherim, not for this morning. But the point is that the Braisa that says, L'Oilam Alocha Kidir Beisol, that first line, that's going La'achar HaBaskol, according to the Chachamim that hold Mashkich in the Baskol. Oh, we can listen to the Baskol that said Alocha is like Beisol, said Alocha is going to be like Beisol. The next line in the Braisa, Roisa Lasois Kidir Beisham HaYoisa, that's Alibid Rabbi Yeshua, meaning historically it's even La'achar HaBaskol. The difference between the first line and the second line is not a historical question. This was said in the year this, and that was said in the year that. No, both of these statements are true. Hayoy. One is going according to the mandama that holds Mashkich in the Baskel, and the other is going according to the mandama that holds Mashkich in the Baskel. Finally, maybe the way you have to read the Braisa is as follows. Of course, as it relates to the Machloikis between Bisham and Bishil, the Halacha is always like Bishil. And the reason the Halacha is always like Bishil is because it was a Baskel. So what does the Braisa mean? You can do it. You can do it. The Braisa means to say is, doichik a little bit. If you're ever going to find a Machloikis Tanom and Amiram that are arguing, in Machloikis Bisham and Bishil, not the Machloikis Bisham and Bishil. Machloikis Bisham and Bishil, you can't go to Bisham. Machloikis Bisham and Bishil, the Halacha is like Bishil because it was a Baskel. But what if you have a Machloikis between two Amiram, like Rav and Shmuel? What if you have a Machloikis between two Tanoim, like Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda? So you have a Machloikis Amiram or Machloikis Tanoim, which is Ke'en Machloikis. Machloikis Bisham Bisil just goes down as the paradigm of Machloikis. Kol Machloikis Shi L'Shem Shemayim. The Mishnah says in Ovis, it's like a Machloikis Bisham Bisil. That's just the Chazal's way of introducing the Machloikis. So they didn't mean the Machloikis Bisham Bisil per se. Don't take it too literally. We just said, well, Malacha Kedivra Beisil, so happy to go like Bishamah. But if you would have a Machlekes Tanam or Amayuram, which would mirror the Machlek Bishamah Beisil, mirror in what way? It's a Machlekes in Torah. It's a Machlekes Shehi L'Shem Shamayim. So there the Halacha would be, Loi La'avet Kikulei Demar Kikulei Demar. Says the Bresa, don't go always L'Kula. V'loi Kikulei Demar Kikulei Demar. And don't always go L'Chumra, because then you're a Kisil. Eloi Kikulei Demar Kikulei Avid. Oi Kikulei Demar Kikulei Avid. Either way, that's what that part of the Bresa means. It's an idea of you pick your Poisek, you pick your Rav, and you're wrong with him, whether it's Rav, whether it's Shmuel, Bisham Bisil, you don't have the option. Bisham Bisil, of course you have to go like Bisil. By the way, three terutzim had to reconcile the first part of the Brisa, second part of the Brisa. But we don't need the Resha of the Brisa. Everything we just said now was a digression. Nikomakum kasha. So again, Nahu Mavayakum. So the Bezdin and Arda Paskin, Kachumre the Rav, that you treat the Mavayakum like a Mavim a foolish, or Kachumre the Shmuel, that the way you make a Mavim a foolish into a Mavishanim a foolish is with a Dallas. Not enough to put it through as a Pesach. How could you go like Rav and one Allah Shmuel like the other Allah? I thought you have to pick your paisik and go kikulem kuchamreim. So you want to go like Rav, go like Rav. You want to go like Shmuel, go like Shmuel. And said, Dani, who would you think Dalacha would be like? Right? If you had a guess, you would think Dalacha started like Rav. Because we know in Klali Apsak, whenever there's machlaikis between Rav and Shmuel, so Dalacha is like Shmuel when it comes to dine mamenois, any monetary related dispute between Rav and Shmuel and Chas. Unless we're told otherwise, the halacha is like Shmuel. And anytime there was a machloikis in Issa v'heter between Rav and Shmuel, the halacha was always like Rav. Shmuel was referred to as Aryoich in Shas. Aryoich was a melech in Parshas Lech Lecha. The reason Shmuel was a melech is because in Dinei Mominus, he was the melech. No one knew Dinei Mominus like Shmuel did. And that's why Lahalacha, we pass him like Shmuel whenever it comes to Mominus. But when it comes to Issa v'heter, we pass him like Rav. Erevin is a shayla of Issa v'heter. We're not learning Bava Metzia. We're learning Erevin. So, of course, it's a question of Issa v'heter. And being this a question of Issa v'heter, you think that Lahalacha is like Rav. But either way, just pick your paisik. So, Gemara, you say this thing in No. Really? They went 100% like Rav. They weren't picking and choosing. They were going like Rav. What do you mean? I thought, according to Rav, you can just put it towards a Pesach. Why do you need a Delos? I'm Rav Huna, my Rav. Because Rav Huna, who was a Talmud Muvuk of Rav, said in the name of his Rebbe Rav, that I heard from my Rebbe Halacha. The Halacha is like the Tanakam and the Brisa, that for a Mavim, a foolish, all you need to do is put it towards a Pesach on one side. But the Eimayr, okay, we don't pass in that way. So you want to know what the Halacha is? Yeah, that's the Halacha. But you want to know what Lemaisa, right? The Poskim will sometimes write in Tshuvos. It's Halacha. So it's halacha, but the ain't mirror came. Rama says this sometimes. You find this idea in halacha. Yeah, this is really what the halacha is, but we don't pass in this way. And being that Rav held halacha, they mirror came, and that's what the people in the Hardanus, they were following Rav. They were following like Rav, that the Malki Oven is a Mavim foolish. They knew that la halacha for Mavim foolish, all you need to do is a Pesach, but they also knew it's halacha, they mirror came. So when it came to Lemaisa, they went like Shmuel's Chumra, because even Rav would have agreed that you have to put up, but Rav, the Rabbi had a different story from Rav. He said, my halacha, mirror came, my ikla meh, you can answer the kasha, I'm Rav Shizbi. So Rav Shizbi said an important teretz, kilev din kachumi de beitrei. When is this halacha true? That you don't take two chumras, hecha de sasri ahadadi. That's only if the two chumras associate each other. Keep going, such as shedra v'golgoylus, a shedra, which is a spine, golgoylus is a skull. We learned in the Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in the second parak of Mesechtes Aholoi. So you learn so much tyrus when you go through Shas. A shedra v'golgoylus, a shedra and a golgoylus shechasru, that are missing a little part of it. The halacha is not metama be oil. So we know that a mace is metama be oil. Not only is a complete mace metama be oil, but parts of a mace are also metama be oil. The Mishnah says the shedra of a mace, the spine, is metama be oil. The gulgulas, the skull, is also metama be oil. If it's chaser, however, that is not metama. Meaning it has to be a complete shedra, it has to be a complete gulgulas. Zok the Mishnah, become a chesar and b'shedra. What's the definition of a chesar when it comes to a shedra? Machloikis, b'shamayim, b'shamayim says shtei chulyos, that if it's missing two vertebrae, it's considered a chesar. Ubeisulah, and Beisulah says chulyachas, if it's missing one vertebrae, it's already considered a chesar. Ubegulgulas, what about as relates to a skull, what's considered a chisar? Mishamiyam can lay makdeach, the size of a makdeach, that's some tool. Enough that had the person been alive, if he was missing that, he would die. That's already considered a chisar. So we have a machleif in Mishamiyam Bissil. How much of a shedra, how much of a gulgoylus, a body has to be missing in order for it to no longer be mitama ba'il? Amra, you the mashmor, you said the name of Shul, chilin in trefa. This machleik is between Mishamiyam Bissil that you have regarding Tumas oil, you have regarding trefa as well. An animal that can't live Yud Beis Chodesh is considered a treifa. A treifa you're not allowed to eat, just like you can't eat nevela. You can't eat treifa. Treifa is regular macholos asuras. If an animal's missing part of its shedra, if an animal's missing part of its gulgulis, it becomes a treifa. How much of the shedra does it have to be missing to become a treifa? How much of the gulgulis does it have to be missing in order for it to become a treifa? So said Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, it's the same machlokes between Bisham and Bisil. According to Beis Shammai, shtei chulyos, if it's missing, is considered too much so that it's no longer metame ba'oil. So if it's missing shtei chulyos, it's going to be considered a treif. According to Beis Hillel, it's chulya achas. So if it's missing chulya achas, it's going to be considered a treif. Okay, so what do we want from this? What's the punchline? The punchline is, here you have a classic example where you have a machleis from Bisham and Beis Hillel, where sometimes a chumra can be manifest if you go like Beis Shammai, let's say, or Beis Hillel, it's the same thing. And sometimes a kula could come out if you go like Beis Shammai. Let's just pick one case. There's a shedra of a mace that's missing one cholya. According to Beis Shammai, it's metame ba'oil. Because what is it considered a chisaron in a shedra? Shtei cholyos. It's going to be metame ba'oil. So if it's going to be metame ba'oil, it comes out Beis Shammai as machron. But then again, what happens if an animal is missing one cholya? According to Beis Shammai, it's not a treifa, because only shtei cholyos is a concern. Only by shtei cholyos is it considered a treifa. So zokti gemara, that when is it true? When did the Braisa say that if you always pick the chumras, you're considered a fool? Or if you always pick the kulas, you're considered a rasha? That's if they conflict each other, if it's a tarta disaster. So if you would go ahead and you would be machma like Beis Shammai regarding the shedra that's missing two cholyos as it relates to Tumas Ol, and you would say that up until two chulyos, it's still metame ba'oil. And then you would go and you would be machma like Beis Hillel and say that if it's missing one chulyos, it's already considered a treif. But then you're a fool, because make up your mind. What is the definition of a chasar when it comes to a shedra? Is it one chulyos or is it two chulyos? So being that it's the same shayla, and here you're going l'chumra and here you're going l'chumra, or here you're going l'kula, here you're going l'kula, that's where you stop becoming either a rasha or a fool. Pick it. But in the event you have two machlokes in and they don't conflict with each other, then the halach is you can do whatever you want. Of din of the hech of the so that's not a problem. So being that you can go at it's our case of the Mavi Yakum do a two machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. It's true, the names were the same. It was Rav and Shmuel, it was Rav and Shmuel. But the two machlokes had nothing to do with each other. Whether a Mavi Yakum is a Mavi Foolish, ain't a Foolish, and whether a Mavi Foolish needs a Lech, a Tzuris, a Pesach, or a Deles, there's no Shaychis to each other. So, Enochinami, there you can go like Rav regarding this, I can go like Rav regarding that. That's not a problem, but it's the same exact Shiloh. It's the same exact question. Here it manifests a chumra, here it manifests a kula. I decide I'm always going the chumra, or I decide I'm always going the kula. That's what that price is referring to. As a result, it has nothing to do with what we just said. Faith to Gemara. One last piece. Is that true? If the two are sides for each other, the halach is you can't always go the chumra. Must be Ramesh Harshio. There's machloikis between Mesham and Basilo. What the Rosh Hashanah le'ilonos is. So we know Rosh Hashanah Lilanis is Tu B'Shvat. It's Chamisha Azeh B'Shvat. That's Bisul Shita. B'Shamay Shita is it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And now the truth is, today Tu B'Shvat is more of a symbolic holiday than it is anything else. But once upon a time, and in the world of Mitzvah Satluyos Ba'aretz, it was a very big deal. Because as soon as Tu B'Shvat came, the fiscal year of Peres changed, which meant that the laws of Trumas and Maestras changed as well. We know that the types of Maester that a person had to give varied on what year it was in the Shemitah cycle. Do you have to give Maester Sheni? Do you have to give Maester Ani? Is it the first year, the second year, the fourth year, the sixth year? So the year mattered very, very much and played a very prominent role in everyday life as it related to once upon a time. So this Machamish Mishan Basil was a very big deal. Either way, Rabbi Akiva was once Malaki to Esrog, and he did it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And being that he did it Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Rosh Chodesh Shvat is this questionable time. Why is it questionable? Because according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is already the new year. According to Beis Hillel, it's part of the old year. So the Nag by Beis Yisroel, he gave Maisa twice. Echad Kedivrei Beis Shammai, ve'echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel. Rashi says that this was the second year of the Shemitah cycle going into the third year. On the second year of the Shemitah cycle, you have to give Maisa Sheni. The third year, you have to give Maisa Ani. So the question was he chayv to give Maisa Sheni on this Esrog, or was he chayv to give Maisa Ani? So he decided he's going to go to Chumran Bol. He decided that I'm going to be machma like Beis Shammai, that it's the third year, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat already, it's Rosh Hashanah Levanos, I'm going to give Maisa Ani. But I'm also going to be machma like Beis Hillel, and I'm going to give Maisa Sheni. So the Gemara says, how can you do that? Make up your mind. Which one is it? Do you hold like Beis Shammai, do you hold like Beis Hillel? So here you're going, Kechumre Demar, Kechumre Demar. where it's a tarpet disaster. Zok the Gemara, Biakiva, Gemara is topically. No, Rabbi Kiva wasn't sure about the Messiah, that was the issue. For the Yadi, Ibisil, Chad Beshvat Omer, Ibichamez Beshvat Omer. Had Rabbi Kiva known what Bishama Shita was, what Bisil Shita was, he would have never gone Lachum Lakan or Lachum Lakan. Rabbi Kiva just didn't know what Bishama Shita was, he didn't know what Bisil Shita was. He wasn't sure if Bishama holds Echa Beshvat, Bisil holds Chamisha Beshvat, or Bisil holds Echa Beshvat, and Bishama holds Chamisha Beshvat. So, mean that he wasn't sure what the bottom line is, that's why he ended up going Lachumra in both cases. Either way, this Gemara that we just learned is a Yesoidi Gemara in terms of Klalei Apsak. Can a person, every time he has a Shaila, open up a Tshuva Sefer and just try to find the biggest Kula and go with that? Or do you have to have your Rav, your Meir HaRav, whether it's a Heintiger Rav or maybe one of the Friyadiger Rabbanim, and you pick that Rav, and that's who you go with. Either way, this Gemara is definitely insightful into this. We had this not so long ago, where again, we had a Gemara that got involved in this in the beginning of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, where Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim argued regarding Machshirei Mila and Ba'asrei the Rabbi Eliezer, and there were certain Kehilos where they used to follow Shita's Rabbi Eliezer, even though Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti and Yochid Rabbim, Malachi Rabbim. So again, there's some interesting Sugis and Chas that are worth delving into. In Kamakoymoy Vizmanoy Laharich, but either way, this is a very Yisaidi Gemara, but for now we're going to go weiter. Zok de Gemara, on the topic of a Mavi Mefulish, a classic Erevin Gemara. Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, came to Rav Huna. Rabbi Yosef was once sitting in front of Rav Huna. Yosef, come and he said the following. Om Rabbi Huda, I heard from Rabbi Huda, who heard from Rav. Machloikis, Bisratya Mikan, Bisratya Mikan. The Machloikis between the Tanakama and Bisham Yisrael, Libid Chananya. What the definition of a Mavi Mefulish is where the Mavi is Mefulish on both sides to a Rishus HaRabim. A Sratya is like a highway. So there's a Rishus HaRabim on one side, there's a Rishus HaRabim on the other side. Or Uplati Mekam, Uplati Mekam. Plati is another example of a Rishus HaRabim. Plati is a plaza, a very large open area. Ah, here's the punchline. Sratya Mekam, Mekam, Mekam. If the Mavi that's Mefulish opens on one side to a Rishus HaRabim, but the other side opens to a Carmelis, or better, it opens on both sides to a Carmelis. So there the halach is, everybody agrees, it's a Mavim of Foolish. However, mikan, mikan. You don't have to put doors, not on one side, not on two sides. Everybody would agree, you put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, that converts your Mavim of Foolish into Mavim of Foolish, put a Lechi Mekar on the other side, and you're going to be okay. Big Kiddush. So again, Rabbi Yosef is sitting in front of Rav Huna. He said that I heard from Rabbi Yehuda, who said over the name of his grace, Rabbi Rav. And that is this, that we had this big shmooze, big tumult about Mavi Mefulish and how you convert it into a Mavi Shein Mefulish. That's where it's Mefulish on both sides to a Rishus HaRabim. But if it opens on one side to a Carmelis, or on both sides to a Carmelis, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara says, Hashem's trying to make kind of big mekano it's a Tzuras HaPesach, just a technical question. If Rav held that where it opens on one side to a Carmelis, but on the other side to a Rishus HaRabim, that loch is, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach, big mekano, but then certainly, if it opens on both sides to a Carmelis, all you would need is a Tzuras HaPesach. It seems redundant. If it opens on one side to a Carmelis, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. And if it opens on both sides, if it opens even on one side to a Carmelis, which means on the other side opens to Rishus HaRabim, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. Certainly if it opens on both sides, all you should need is a Tzuras HaPesach. So, you're right. Srat Mikan, a big Mikan. If it opens on one side to a Rishus HaRabim and the other side to a Carmelis, Nasa, we treat it Kibikimikan, as if it opens on both sides to a Carmelis. And therefore, the halach is, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. That's easy. This is where it gets exciting. And then Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm going to tell you something else. Rabbi Yehuda said, he said, in the event that this Mavi opened up into a Rishus HaRabim, however, it didn't open directly into a Rishus HaRabim. It opened up to a Rechava, which itself opened up to a Rishus HaRabim. Then the halach is, then you're not going to need anything. So number one, what's a Rechava? A Rechava is a yard, similar to a Chatzar. But there's a fundamental difference between a chatzar and a rechava, and it's very important for today's daf. A chatzar was a yard that people spent time in. There were diurim there. People lived there. A rechava was a yard that people didn't live in. It was just an area that was there, like a wetlands. But it's not an area that people actually spent time in. And there's a very important nafkamina in Hilchas Erevin. The nafkamina is, we know, the backdrop to a big part of Masechta Zeirivin is that even though Midrash you're allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, but Midrabanu you're not allowed to. If one Rishus HaYachid belongs to Reuven, the other Rishus HaYachid belongs to Shimon, or if one Rishus HaYachid belongs to Reuven, the other Rishus HaYachid belongs to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naftali, because it's a Chatzar HaMishutefes, then you need to make a Reuven Chatzeris in order for you to be able to carry from one
rishos to the other rishos. The Chachamim, however, limited this halach a little bit. They said the only time this is true is if both rishos hayachids that you're carrying from point A to point B are rishos hayachids that people actually spend time in. But if you have a rishos hayachid nobody spends time in, such as a rechava, you don't have to make an eruv chatzeres. So rechava is actually a very important subcategory within the world of Rishuyos and Erevin, because it's a Rishus HaYachid, but it's a Rishus HaYachid that's outside the scope of the Takanas Chachamim of a Ruvei Chatzeres. That's where the Rechav is important. So what happened over here? You had a Mavui that was Mefulish on one side to a Rishus HaRabim. On the other side, it opened into a Rechava, but the Rechava was open on the other side to a Rishus HaRabim. So essentially, you have a Mavui that's Mefulish to a Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't go straight from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim. It has to cross through a Rechava. So Rabbi Yosef said that I heard from Rabbi Yehuda who said over the name of Rav. Again, the names matter. Rabbi Yosef is sitting and he's saying over the following. He said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Number one, the machlokes between the Tanakama, Chananya, Bisham, Biso, how you make a Mavi Mefulish into a Mavi Shein Mefulish, is Dafka, where it was Mefulish on both sides to Rishus Rav. That's the first thing he said. And then Rabbi Yehuda was Messiah, and he said a second halacha. He said that if the Mavoi would open into a Rechava, and from the Rechava it would open into a Rishas HaRabim, in Sarachlum, you wouldn't need anything. Now notice, Rav Yosef just said the second halacha, Mishmei de Rav Yehuda. But he didn't say if he heard this also from Rav Yehuda, who heard it from Rav, or maybe Rav Yehuda was saying it over on his own, or maybe he was saying it over from one of his other rabbis. Who's Rabbi Yehuda's other great rabbi? Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. This is very important. That's what you find throughout Shas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, and Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. You don't find Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, because Rav Huna was only a Talmud of Rav. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel is throughout Shas. Because Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav passed away, he ended up learning by Shmuel. So the first thing Rabbi Yosef said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda was Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. The second thing was Umesayim Ba Meshmei de Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't mention that he heard it. He didn't mention that he heard it in the name of Shmuel. Now, what's the point of this halacha? I mean, what's Pshat in this halacha? What's Pashat Pshat? Pashat Pshat in this halacha is that even though this Mavli opens on one side to Rishus Rabbim and to the other side to Rishus Rabbim, but being that it goes through a Rechava, we don't look at it as being foolish on the other side. Because we look at the Rechava as being a third wall. And even though it's technically maybe not a wall, we'll get into some of the details, but even though it's maybe technically not a wall, but at the end of the day, it has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, because the Rechava is a Rishus HaYachid. So being that the Rechava is a Rishus HaYachid, we look at it as a wall, and it therefore knocks off that side. So this is not really a Mavi Mefulish. What is it? A Mavi Sheini Mefulish. So all you need is a Lachi V'Kaira on the one side that opens up to the Rishus HaRabim. Either way, this is what Rav Yosef said over. I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef. So when there's Rav Yosef, is very often Abaye. So Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbi Yosef and he told him like this, Hadar Rabbi Yehuda, the Shmuel, this that you just said over the name of Rabbi Yehuda must be from Shmuel. Meaning the first thing you said was Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Then you were Messiah that Rabbi Yehuda said a second halacha. You didn't say whether Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, or maybe he heard it from his Rabbi Shmuel. So Abaye got involved. And Abaye said, this second thing that you said, I'm telling you is Shmuel. It's not Rav. Why do you Rav? Because if it's from Rav, Kashad Rav, the Rav Batarti. Because I know something else Rav said, and this halacha you said contradicts that other halacha on 2 points. A Mavoi that's open on one side to a Chatzar. Same exact case. Just, it doesn't open on one side to a Rechava, it opens up to a Chatzar. So again, you have a Mavoi that opens on one side to Rishus HaRabim. You have two walls. On the opposite side of the Rishus HaRabim, it opens into a Chatzar. On the other side of the Chatzar, there's a Rishus HaRabim. The Chatzar is a Rishus HaYachid. So the Mavoi is technically Mefulish on one side to Rishus HaRabim, the other side to Rishus HaYachid. But through the Rishus HaYachid, that's the Chatzar, it goes into another Rishus HaRabim. Nifzer Chatzar Kinegda, and the other side of the Chatzar opens up to Rishus HaRabim. The halacha is Chatzar Muteris. You're allowed to carry in the Chatzar. The Chatzar is a regular Rishus HaYachid. However, Mavoi Yasser. But you're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi. Now, why are you not allowed to carry in the Mavoi? Presumably because it's a Mavoi Mefulish. Meaning you're not allowed to carry if you simply put a Lechi Bekaira on the opening of the Mavli from the Rishus HaRabim. You have to do more than that. What else do you have to do? Oh, you have to fix the Mavli Mefulish, make it into a Mavli She'ena Mefulish. What's the cash of Amai? Freit Abaye, Lahavik Mavli Shekola Rechava. Why do you look like a Mavli Shekola Rechava? Rav said that if you have a Mavli Mefulish, Rishus HaRabim on one side, Chatzar, and then into Rishus HaRabim on the other side, then you look at this as a
a place that you're not allowed to carry. Why can't you carry? I guess because some of them are foolish. It's not like what Rabbi Yosef was Messiah, Mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda. Why Rabbi Yosef saying the name Rabbi Yehuda? You have a Mavui, it's foolish on one side to Rosh Hashanah, on the other side to a Rechava, which then opens up to Rosh Hashanah. Ain't Tzorech Lo. Just put a Lech in the Kaira. You don't need Tzorech HaPesach. This has nothing to do with the Halach. It's a Mavim Mefulish. It's a Mavim Shein Mefulish. Why? Because the Rechav itself is a Rishus HaYachid. It's considered a Mechitza. It closes up the Mavim on the other side. It opens up on the other side to Rishus Ram. He doesn't care about that. Rav said not that way. So Abaye said must be what Rav Yehuda said was not in the name of Rav. It must have been in the name of Shmuel. Because if it's in the name of Rav, it's the Chastira. Now, some Mamash is the same case. One is where it opens to a Rechava, which opens to Rosh Hashanah. The other is where it opens to a Chatzah, which opens up to Rosh Hashanah. But does it really make a difference? L'chur, it's Mamash the same thing. So if it's Mamash the same thing, so Rav told Rav Yosef, Abaye told Rav Yosef that this that Rav Yehuda said over the second halacha, he didn't say it Mishmei de Rav. There's a reason he didn't say it Mishmei de Rav. Because he didn't hear it from Rav. This he really heard from Shmuel. Amalei, so Rav Yosef told Abaye, I understand what you're saying, and I know lo yodana. To be honest with you, I have no idea. Uf da habe b'dur Rav Asa. I'll tell you how I know this. There was a ma'isa shoye kachoye. It happened to do Rav Asa. It was mavi shakol l'rechava havo. This the case was exactly the case I mentioned where the mavi opened up to rechava. But also the comment of Rav Yehuda. They came to Rav Yehuda. But yes, rechava loy midi. And he didn't tell them that they need anything. Meaning, he said, just put a lechi v'kairo, and that's going to be enough. He kashem is made the Rav. Now, if you hold that if Rabbi Yehuda heard this from Rav, it would have been a problem, and you want to prove that he heard it in the name of Shmuel, it's the Rav, and Mishmei the Shmuel, but the kashem midi. So Zayin Shmuel said it. Who cares? I mean, Rav, that's basically what Rabbi Yosef told Abaye. It doesn't bother me. I hear, if that's what it is, that's what it is. Right? We mentioned a few times that you see sometimes Rabbi Yosef says something and Abaya like comes after with a rischa deiraisa with a Torah shalomadeti ba'af after something that Rabbi Yosef said. So Rabbi Yosef said something and Rav and Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, oh, this must be from Shmuel, from it can't be from Rav. He said, okay, fine, no problem. That's fine, whatever it is. But either way, so this was Abaya's point. Abaya's point was is that this halacha that Rabbi Yosef said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda contradicts the halacha that Rav said. Again, Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that if you have a mavui that's mafulish on one side to a Rosh Hashanah, on the other side it opens into a rechava, and on the other side of the rechava opens up to Rosh Hashanah. You look at this as being a mavui she'einoy mafulish, and all you need is a lechi v'kayir on the side that opens up to the Rosh Hashanah because the rechava acts as the third wall. Hence, it's a mavui she'einoy mafulish. It is clearly not like what Rav said. What did Rav said? If you have a mavui that opens on one side to the Rosh Hashanah, on the other side it opens up into a chatzir, and on the other side of the chatzir it opens up to the Rosh Hashanah, that lach is, it's a problem. You can't carry in the mavui. Why? L'chayr, because you look at it as a mavi mafulish. So this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda doesn't shim with the halacha of Rav, which just means one thing. It means that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hear it from his Rebbe Rav, because it contradicts what Rav said. Must be that he heard it from Shmuel, which Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, no worries. If that's what it is, then that's what it is. But you can't just go weiter. I mean, this would be the easy way out, but you can't go weiter. Because the Gemara said that Abaya told Rabbi Yosef that Hod Rabbi Yehuda de Shmuli. Because the Eid Rav, Kasha de Rav ad Rav betarte. Have you heard this from Rav? Then I have two stiras in Rav. And we just mentioned one stira. The basic halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said doesn't stem with what Rav said. Do you look at it as a mavi mafulish? Do you look at it as a mavi she'ena mafulish? But Abaye told Rav Yosef it's going to be kasha the rabba the rabba tartis. What's the second stira? There's two stiras? There's only one stira. Where's the second stira? So Rashi explains, and it's really negeya, understanding the hemshach of the Gemara, and that is that Abaye made another diak. Abaye's diak was that why did Rav Yehuda say as halacha where the mavi opens to a rechava, which opens up into a Rosh Hashanah? Why didn't he just say it opens up into a chatzah? Why a rechava? A rechava is a very, very specific case. It's a yard, which is a reshus hayachid that belongs to a lot of people, but nobody spends any time there. Why just say chatzah? A rechava? Just a backyard or a front yard. Just keep it simple. Why are we talking about a rechava? Abaye was medayek that I think Rabbi Yehuda was dafka talking about a rechava. You know why he was talking dafka about a rechava? Because I think the only reason Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha was because it was a rechava. If it was a chatzer, it would have been a problem. Why would it have been a problem? What does it have to do with whether we look at this mavi as being mafulish or ain't mafulish? It's for another reason. And we have to be introduced to another halach in Erevin. And that is, there's a halach in Erevin that says as follows. If I'm in an area where I'm allowed to carry, I'm in my backyard, it's my house, I'm allowed to carry there. One of the walls is completely exposed and it opens up into an area that I'm not allowed to carry. Or Rishus HaYachim Deiraisa has three mechitzas. But if the fourth side opens up to an area completely, it's nifratz bim meloyoy. It's 100% exposed. l'makay ma'aser, to a place that I'm not allowed to carry. So the halacha is I can't carry in this area either. Meaning, of course, I can't carry from point A to point B. I can't even carry in point A. Point A is my living room. But my living room opens up to an area on one side, 100%. It's nifrad, bimeloyoy. There's no gifufim. There's nothing sticking out on the side. It 100% is exposed to an area that I'm not allowed to carry. That looks like I can't carry in point A. That's not something that I'm allowed to do. So said Abaya, I think there's a tifkeit here. I think the reason Rabbi Yehuda picked his example of where the Mavi opens up into a Rechava, because he was trying to say that the only reason this is okay is because there's no issue of Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makam Asar. Because I'm allowed to carry from the Mavi to the Rechava. Why? Maybe I didn't make an Erev in the between the Mavi and the Rechava. Maybe I can't carry from the Mavi to the Rechava. A Rechava doesn't need an Erev. That's what's unique about a Rechava. So being that it doesn't need an Erev, I can for sure carry from the Mavri to the Rechava. The only question is, the fact that on the other side of the Rechava, it's exposed to the Rosh Hashanah, does that make me now look at it as a Mavri Mefulish or not? So Rabbi Yehuda, hell no, you look at it as a Makam She'enim Mefulish. If the Mavri would have been opened up into a Chatzar, even if you don't look at the opening on the other side of the Chatzar as being Mefulish Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't have been so posh that you're allowed to carry the Mavri. For another reason. Did I make an Erev between the Mavi and the Chatzar, or did I not make an Erev in the Mavi and the Chatzar? What Rabbi Yehuda was trying to do was, he was trying to get away from that issue. So Rabbi Yehuda said, let's talk about a Rechava. You know why? Because if it's not a Rechava, then you have to check off another box. Then you have to find out, did I make an Erev or did I not make an Erev? Because if I didn't make an Erev between the Mavi and the Chatzar, I mean, it's not a big deal to make an Erev, but maybe I didn't make an Erev. And if I didn't make an Erev, it's not so simple I'm allowed to carry. Because it might be Nifritz B'Mloy and the Makom Ha'aser. And if it's there's no Erev, I can't even carry the Mavi. So there were two reasons, theoretically, hypothetically, why maybe I wouldn't be able to carry the Mavi. Number one, it might be a Mavi Mefulish. It opens on the other side of the Rechava to Rosh Hashanah. Number two, if I didn't make an Erev between the Mavi and the Chatzar, so it comes out, it's Nifratz Bimeloyoy Limakayim Ha'aser. That in of itself is going to be an issue. So you know what Rav went ahead, you know what Rabbi Yehuda said? Let's keep it simple. It opened up into a Rechava. It opened up into a Rechava, so you don't have to worry about Nifratz Bimeloyoy Limakayim Ha'aser. So you don't have to worry about Nifratz Bimeloyoy Limakayim Ha'aser. The only thing you have to worry about is a Mavi Mefulish. Mavi Sheinim Mefulish. I hold it's a Mavi Sheinim Mefulish, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. What did Rav say? In Rav's halacha, same exact halacha, but what was the difference? Rav Yehuda was talking about a Rechava, Rav was talking about a Chatzar. Rav Dafke talked about a Chatzar, not about a Rechava. It's like the Baya, you know what I see from here? That even when it opens up into a Chatzar, and even though it's possible that maybe there was no Erev, still the only reason Rav held it was an issue is because it was Mefulish on the other side to a Rosh Hashanah. Which means that Rav held exactly the opposite of what we just said. That even if it was a Chatzar, and even if there was no Erev, because maybe there was no Erev, only maybe, as we'll see, but maybe there was no Erev, still the only reason it would have been a problem to carry is because it's Mefulish on the other side to the Rosh Hashanah. That means not only do I see a contradiction, said Abaya, between Rav Yehuda said and Rav said, as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, Mavoi, Rechava slash Chatzar and Rosh Hashanah, do I look at it as a Mavi Mefulish or Mavi Sheinim Mefulish? I see another Shiloh over here. When something is Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'aser, am I allowed to carry or am I not allowed to carry? Rabbi Yehuda purposely picked the case of Rechava because Rabbi Yehuda felt that if it opened up into a Chatzar, even if I look at it as a Mavi Sheinim Mefulish, it could be I can't carry in the Mavi because if I didn't make an Erev, I wouldn't be able to carry. So to alleviate that concern, to just check off that box, he said, just keep it simple. Let's talk about a Rechava. You don't have to make a Ruvah Chatzeres anyways. So, because there's no Diurim over there. So if you don't have to make a Ruvah Chatzeres, so it's not something you have to worry about. Rav took the opposite approach. Rav Dafka talked about a Chatzer. You know why? Because he wanted to make the opposite point. He wanted to say that no, even when it's a Chatzer, meaning, even if you didn't make an Erev, the only reason it's a problem is because it opens up to Rosh Hashanah on the other side. But what if it would be a Chatzer and it didn't open on the other side? I wouldn't care. What happened to Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'aser? Don't worry about Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'aser. Now, does that mean that Abaya thinks Rav doesn't hold a Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'aser? We're going to see that at the very end. But the point is that for now, Sokta Abaya to Rabbi Yosef, what you said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda must be in the name of Shmuel, because if it's Mishmei de Rav, it's Pliga Lebetarti. I have two problems. Number one, I know Rav Shita is that he would view this case as a Mavi Mefulish. Number two, I know Rav holds that there's something called Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'aser, and I see that Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'aser is not a problem. And I see from Rabbi Yehuda that Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'aser is a problem. Because if he held that Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makom Ha'aser, then why do you pick a Rechava? Just talk about a Chatzar. So it's Pliga Lebetarti. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Zok de Gemara, but the like Kasha Midi. Oh, Zok Gemara is like Ash. The Amalei Rav Sheis Rav the Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, but now the Rav Sheish told Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. That was the same as the Rav Yosef Bar Abba. As per Lucha, I'm going to explain to you what Rav really meant. Kan she irvu, kan she lo irvu. The Rav nami like kasha. Kan she irvu bnei chotzer bnei mavui. Kan she lo irvu. Zokti Gemara. Could be we're making one big mistake. Meaning we just brought Rav Yehuda's halacha. And then Abaye said over Mishmei the Rav, and the Gemara said Rav Yehuda's halacha and Abaye Mishmei the Rav, they contradict each other. Not just in one way, but they contradict each other in two ways. Zokti Gemara la'achar ha'iyun hashto the amalei Rav Sheshes. Now the Rav Sheshes told Rav Shmuel Bar Abba or told Rav Yosef Bar Abba. I'm going to explain to you Rav Sheet a little bit better. In light of the new Hezbo that we're about to mention in Sheetah's Rav, it could be we're making a mistake. It could be there's no machlokes at all. And it could be Rav Yehuda said this halacha, he really said it Mishmei the Rav. No one says he said it in the name of Shmuel. What did Rav Sheshes tell Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, or maybe Rav Yosef Bar Abba? What he said was that Rav said his halacha about a chatzah, but he was talking specifically about a chatzah where there was no Erev. And being that he was talking about a chatzah that there was no Erev, the reason Rav said you're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi is not because it's a Mavoi Mefulish. That's not the reason. The reason I'm not allowed to carry in the Mavoi is because it's Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makam Aser. Meaning we were making this whole fancy diet that Rav obviously doesn't hold a Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makam Aser. How do you know that? Because if he holds a Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makam Aser, then if it opens into a Chatzar, why does the Chatzar have to open up into Rosh Hashanah? Even if it didn't open up to Rosh Hashanah, thus alone that it opened up into a chatzer where there was no Erev is enough of a reason you can't carry into the Mavoi because it's Nifritz B'Mloy L'Makam Aser. Yeah, that would be true if the chatzer was a chatzer where you made an Erev. But he said, wait, you didn't make an Erev. But really, it's talking about a chatzer where you, the case is, really, he holds that the mefulish on the other side, so many ways you can say this, really he holds that the chatzer is not mefulish on the other side. It's not mefulish. Because he holds like Rav Yehuda, that if it goes derech a rechava, or even derech a chatzer, it doesn't make it into a mavi mefulish. If that's the case, why can't you carry the mavi? It's precisely because there was no erev. And because there was no erev, it's for that reason. So why did Rav Yehuda allow you to carry? Because it was a rechava. There's no problem of mefulish because we look at it as mavi shein mefulish. The rechava knocks it off. There's no problem of nifritz from loyal makam asra because it's a rechava. Rechava doesn't require ruvi chatzeris. Why did Rav have an issue with it? Because Rav was talking about a chatzer where there was no erev. Chatzer where there's no erev, Rabbi Yehuda would agree with. It's v'haraya, Rabbi Yehuda picked the case of rechava. He didn't pick the case of chatzer. They both hold that where it's opened on the other side, derech the chatzer or the rechava, we look at it as a mavi shein mefulish. They both hold that if it's nifritz ben loyo im amaka ma'aser, it is going to be a problem. What then is the machloikis? Nothing. And it could be then that when Rabbi Yosef said this second halacha, mismayim ba b'shmei Rabbi Yehuda, could be he really meant it b'shmei the Rav. He didn't necessarily mean it b'shmei the Shmuel. One last Gemara. The Gemara says, going back, it's a little tricky. Well, amay desolagadaitim eikara. Before we just did this flipper in the Havamina, where Abaye said for sure, Rabbi Yehuda said this halacha in the name of Shmuel. Couldn't have been in the name of Rav. Because he had two reasons, there were two proofs that he had that Rav is that Rav wouldn't have said it because it would have been pligia leah batarti. What were the tarti? Number one, do you look at this as a mavoi mafulish or a mavish and a mafulish? Number two, when something is nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser, am I allowed to carry there or am I not allowed to carry there? So l'maydus al gadai demekara bein she'irvu u'bein she'loy irvu pligi. They're arguing clearly where there was an eriv and they were arguing clearly where there was no eriv. Meaning they're arguing where there's an eriv between the mavoi and the chatzer. Or in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, where it's a rechava, you don't even need an Erev. And what's the machlokes? Whether you look at it as a mavi mefulish or mavi shein mefulish, the argument with there's no Erev, where it's nifretz b'mloy l'makam aser. Am I allowed to carry or am I not allowed to carry? Right? That's all that means. So the Gemara says, v'irvu v'may pligi b'shloy irvu v'may pligi. What's the machlokes b'irvu? What's the machlokes b'loy irvu? Zok de Gemara b'shloy irvu. In the case of loy irvu pligi b'nira mi b'chutz, v'shava mi b'fnim. It could be that everybody agrees, meaning there's no machlokes, everybody agrees there's something called nifretz b'mloy l'makam aser. But the Gemara doesn't want to say, that's what you referenced earlier, that there's a machlokes whether there's something called nifritz b'mloy. Really, everybody holds it. The case over here is where your ape, where this mavui is exposed completely. I mean, if I'm standing in the mavui, I'm looking towards the chatzar, I don't see anything. But if I'm standing on the other side, if I'd be standing in the chatzar looking towards the mavui, I would be able to tell that there was really a wall once between the mavui and the chatzar. And I could see the two sides of the wall. You could see it from the chatzar side, you can't see it from the mavui side. Is that considered nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser? Or is there not nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser? So that would be the machloikis as it relates to where it was loy irvu, zat gemar be irvu. What about be irvu?
So there, what's the machlokes? Do I look at it as a mavi mefulish? Do I look at it as a mavi shein mefulish? That was the basic halacha of Rabbi Yehuda and the basic halacha of the Rab. The second halacha was all the diak. But the first basic halacha was, is this mavi a mavi mefulish? Is a mavi shein mefulish? What is the machlokes? Kamifliki with Rabbi Yosef. The argument with Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef said, Elo shekola emtsi ruchava, al kovel tzidu ruchava aser. Rabbi Yosef, we'll see a little bit more about this in tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Yosef said that the only time we look at this as being an issue is if it, or the only time you look at it as being enoy mefulish is if the two entrances are not parallel to each other. If, however, when you go from the Rishus HaRabin through the Mavoi, through the Rechava, back to the Rishus HaRabin, there's one wall, there's one common wall that this entire extension shears, in that case, it's going to be a problem. We're going to look at it as being Rasar. So do you hold up this halacha, or do you not hold up this halacha? This is precisely what the Shaila was. The Shaila was, Rav held of this halacha, therefore Rav held that it's going to be an issue. You're going to look at it, if it shears one wall, we look at it as a Mavoi Mefulish. And Rabbi Yehuda, no, you never look at it as a mavi mefulish. Again, this is just a fancier way of saying they were arguing whether you look at it as a mavi mefulish or you don't look at it as a mavi she'ena mefulish.